It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. It's time for the Republican American Report. Of course, Ruth covers our area for the Republican American, and it was a very busy weekend, Ruth.
And it was. And starting off with Mr. Housatonic on Friday night, which is rip-roaring. It's hysterical. This is the Housatonic senior guy's version of Miss America contest, and they just they had the audience just rip-roaring, laughing.
Well, I have to tell you, during that Mr. Housatonic, there was one student that got up on stage and took on the mastery-based learning process at Housatonic. I think I have it here. Just listen to this. I mean, the audio quality is not great, but you're going to hear how the students and stuff feel. Listen to this. Where is it here? I got to bring it up. Where is it?
And I ran into an old family friend. We started catching up, and they asked me where I'm going to school and how it's going. And I responded with, I go to Hoosie, and I have an NYP. They looked at me with a blank face, and I realized they had no idea what either the word NYP or Hoosie really meant. So it inspired me to write a little song that could serve as an answer to that question. I call it the House of Region 1. There is a school in the middle of the woods. They call it Hoosie. It's been the ruin of students like me because of NYP.
The song goes on.
It was, as you can hear, the audience went wild, and it was cleverly done, I must say. That was Eli Hill, and he entertained with the House of Hoosie, Region 1.
I wonder if Eli will be visited upon this week.
by the copyright gods.
I give Eli a lot of credit.
It was fun. So, and that, as I said, that evening they showed off the Saucy Seven guys, and when asked what characteristics you need to do this, Anthony Catalan, who was last year's king, came up and said, oh, just a lack of self-respect. it was very funny. And then I saw you two guys, which was nice, on Saturday morning at the Sharon Road Race. Beautiful day, beautiful turnout. My goodness, they had almost 240 people racing.
They had 250 total is what their final tally was. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
And that's really what they wanted, right?
They were hoping for 200,
yeah,
and they were just
yeah.
delighted. So, and then, of course, the festival on the green with all sorts of booths. It was just, and the weather couldn't have been better.
Oh, the weather totally cooperated.
Yeah, so that was a great, great thing. Later on that day, there was a art show at the library in Sharon. The show is about Arthur Goetz, the guy who, the artist who did many, many New Yorker covers, and his daughter was there to talk about him and his art and his history, which was really interesting. And then Saturday night was the Kentucky Derby Social at Gear to raise money for scholarships for the Rotary Club and the Canaan Exchange Club, and of course they came out with all their beautiful bonnets. Busy weekend, but even busier week. Start out tonight with Salisbury Board of Selectmen, Region 1 Board of Education, and Canaan Board of Selectmen. And I understand you'll have a taping of the Canaan Board tonight.
We will have a taping of the Canaan Board tonight, and we'll have a taping of the Salisbury Board and also the Region 1 Board. They'll have the initial meeting at Region 1 will be the presentation of the budget, once again, like they always do the day
right,
before the vote.
They have to do it, and then, of course, tomorrow's the vote, and this has been one of the more controversial ones. People are, you know, we talk about it all the time. It's the only way people have a say in how they see the schools, and of course the issue this year is the grading system.
Well,
so.
And it's even gotten even more controversial with a revised budget that was done on May 3rd. And now everybody claimed that there was no difference in the dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple of people did investigating and added up the budget. There is a $1 difference between the budget that they presented and the budget that has been revised.
Yes.
Now, we're not sure how that will reflect in it. I guess they just, as long as they don't spend that extra dollar, they will be legal next year. But still, this has been a highly unusual practice where they moved around figures to make things look a little better. It's created more of a muddied water than before.
But as you say, Ruth, the thing that's critical is that this is the only way that taxpayers have to express anything.
Right.
So that that makes it.
And it really has been a tumultuous budget season. Lots of people who have never in the past been involved have now come out and are questioning things. And there are those who say, you know, spend the money and for the kids. Don't have continual referendums. But
if you take a look at the budget, though, there were the out of the three budgets, special ed you have to leave alone. That's state mandated. But then you have the central office and you have the high school.
Right.
The high school had money taken out of it, and the central office had money put into it. That's another thing that got people upset.
Yeah, people are really scrutinizing
that
budget this year. So maybe they'll ask some questions tonight or answer some questions. But that happens before the regular meeting tonight. So those who are interested in the budget ought to show up. So we will have those results, obviously, tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
Also, this week they settled at GEER. There will not be a huge tax increase. The assessment went up a little bit. Selectmen, I met with the Charlie Parati and Kevin O'Connell from GEER, and things have worked out. So, which is good for GEER, and certainly was a concern for those folks.
Well, GEER found out something that I found out the first year we were in existence, that if you have an automobile that you're a nonprofit that you buy, you got to notify the tax collector because otherwise you'll be taxed.
The assessor. Oh, you went through that too? Okay.
You have to do it because otherwise it doesn't.
It's
not an automatic.
Right, exactly.
All right.
We had Chorus Angelicus at the Christ Church yesterday, which was adorable, as always, in Sharon. We have a Cornwall water study meeting tomorrow night in Cornwall. There's been some controversy over that, the idea of putting up a water sewage plant in West Cornwall, so there's an opportunity to listen and hear about that. Salisbury Town Meeting on the budget is Wednesday night.
And the Sharon one is Friday.
And Friday night is Sharon. Yes, exactly. And on Saturday, Tom Zetterstrom and Christian Allen will be talking about invasive plants at the Douglas Library at 4 p.m. So another busy week, and I'm sure there's more.
All right.
Ruth, we will check with you.
Okay, and it was great to see you guys, and we will be chatting.
You'll probably see me tonight at Region 1.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Take care. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. Find all that work and more at rep-am.com on the web.